Friday of Easter Week, Office of Readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Proclaim his triumph, heaven and earth, for Christ is risen, as he said, the crucified, the living God, who dwelt 3 days among the dead. Christ died for us in bitter shame, but now he lives in power and might. His fire unquenched, his vital flame, fills all the world with joy and light. The uncreated Father prays his living and unconquered Son, who with the Spirit reigns supreme, triumphant Trinity in one. Give thanks to the Lord, who alone has wrought marvellous works. Alleluia. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures for ever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures for ever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures for ever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures for ever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, who alone has wrought marvellous works. Alleluia. He brought Israel out from Egypt, for his great love is without end. Alleluia. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures for ever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures for ever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures for ever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures for ever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures for ever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, for his great love is without end. Alleluia. The Lord redeemed us from our foes. Alleluia. Psalm 135 continued. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures for ever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures for ever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures for ever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures for ever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures for ever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord redeemed us from our foes. Alleluia. God has given us a new birth and a living hope. Alleluia. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3. Christ himself, innocent though he was, died once for sins, died for the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life, and in the spirit he went to preach to the spirits in prison. Now it was long ago, when Noah was still building that ark, which saved only a small group of 8 people, by water, and when God was still waiting patiently, that these spirits refused to believe. That water is a type of the baptism which saves you now, and which is not the washing off of some physical dirt, but a pledge made to God from a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has entered heaven and is at God's right hand, now that he has made the angels and dominations and powers his subjects. Think of what Christ suffered in this life, and then arm yourselves with the same resolution that he had. Anyone who, in this life, has bodily suffering has broken with sin, because for the rest of his life on earth he is not ruled by human passions, but only by the will of God. You spent quite long enough in the past living the sort of life that pagans live, behaving indecently, giving way to your passions, drinking all the time, having wild parties and drunken orgies, and degrading yourselves by following false gods. So people cannot understand why you no longer hurry off with them to join this flood which is rushing down to ruin, and then they begin to spread libels about you. They will have to answer for it in front of the judge, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And because he is their judge too, the dead had to be told the good news as well, so that though in their life on earth they had not been through the judgment that comes to all humanity, they might come to God's life in the Spirit. Everything will soon come to an end, so to pray better, keep a calm and sober mind. Above all, never let your love for each other grow insincere, since love covers over many a sin. Welcome each other into your houses without grumbling. Each one of you has received a special grace, so, like good stewards responsible for all these different graces of God, put yourselves at the service of others. If you are a speaker, speak in words which seem to come from God. If you are a helper, help as though every action was done at God's orders, so that in everything God may receive the glory through Jesus Christ, since to him alone belong all glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Responsory from 1 Peter. Christ, innocent though he was, died once for sins, died for the guilty to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. Alleluia. He is at God's right hand, having submitted to death so that we might inherit eternal life. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life. Alleluia. A reading from the instruction to the newly baptized at Jerusalem. Now that you have been baptized into Christ and have put on Christ, you have become conformed to the Son of God. For God destined us to be his sons, so he has made us like to the glorious body of Christ. Hence, since you share in Christ, it is right to call you Christ's, or anointed ones. As God said, referring to you, "Touch not my anointed ones." You have become Christ's by receiving the sign of the Holy Spirit. Since you are images of Christ, all the rites carried out over you have a symbolic meaning. Christ bathed in the River Jordan, and having imparted to the waters the divine touch of his body, he emerged from them, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in substantial form, like coming to rest on like. In the same way, when you emerged from the pool of sacred waters, you were anointed in a manner corresponding to Christ's anointing. That anointing is the Holy Spirit, of whom the blessed Isaiah spoke when he prophesied in the person of the Lord, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good tidings to the poor." For Christ was not anointed by human hand with any tangible oil. No, the Father chose him to be Saviour of the whole world and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. As Peter says, "Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit." Again, the prophet David cried out, "Your throne, O God, endures for ever and ever. Your royal sceptre is a sceptre of equity. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows." Christ was anointed with the spiritual oil of gladness, that is, with the Holy Spirit, who is called the oil of gladness, because he is the author of spiritual joy. And you have been anointed with chrism, because you have become fellows and sharers of Christ. Be sure not to regard the chrism merely as ointment, just as the bread of the Eucharist after the invocation of the Holy Spirit is no longer just bread but the body of Christ, so when the Holy Spirit has been invoked on the Holy Chrism, it is no longer merely ordinary ointment, it is the gift of Christ, which through the presence of the Holy Spirit instills his divinity into us. It is applied to your forehead and organs of sense with a symbolic meaning. The body is anointed with visible ointment, and the soul is sanctified by the Holy Hidden Spirit. Responsory from Ephesians 1. You have believed the good news, and have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit, the pledge of our inheritance, which brings freedom for those whom God has taken for his own, to make his glory praised. Alleluia. God has anointed us, giving us the pledge, the spirit that we carry in our hearts, and marking us with his seal, which brings freedom for those whom God has taken for his own, to make his glory praised. Alleluia. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people with your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, you offer the covenant of reconciliation to mankind in the mystery of Easter. Grant that what we celebrate in worship, we may carry out in our lives. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.